Once read a story about a couple that had a baby, and the husband comes home, and he's very excited to tell his wife that he went to the Chaznish, and the Chaznish accepted the Sandikals, accepted to be the Sandik for the baby for the Bris Milah. And the husband was so excited, and he tells his wife, and his wife looks at him with a blank stare and says, "The Chaznish isn't going to be the Sandik, my father is going to be the Sandik. You go back and tell the Chaznish that he should give up the Sandikos and let my father be the Sandik." Now, no one wants to start with their wife ever, and certainly not immediately after having the baby and all the postpartum that comes along with that. So he goes back and tells the Chaznish the decree from his wife, and the Chaznish refuses to be mochel on the Sandikos, and he, I don't know the end of the story, if he was or not, but from the way I read the Maisa, he didn't give up. He wanted to be the Sandik still. So what exactly is the reason why the Chaznish refused to give up the Sandik, and he needed to be that? So what exactly is a Sandik? What exactly is the role of the Sandik? So the Ramah tells us in Hilchos Milah, Simen Reish Samech Hei, Sif Yud Aleph, that a person is nogin, it's the practice to lahadir achar mitzvah zu, a person should look for such a mitzvah to become sandik, a person should seek such a mitzvah to be a sandik. Why? V'yofik koach ha-sandik mikoach ha-moel. The sandik is even greater, plays a greater role than that of the moel in terms of kriyas ha-Torah, that the sandik should get the aliyah before the moel. If there's only one aliyah available, if they're both kohanim, let's say, so the sandik gets the aliyah over the moel. So we see this is such a beginning. A person should be mahadir after this. Why? The chalsande kave kimaktir ketoris. Because the person who is being the sandik is like being maktir ketoris. Like the pasuk says in Parshas Tetzaveh, we are taught about the ketoris. So one's maktir ketoris. That's the role. He's a mizbeach. He's a mizbeach of ketoris. And so much so that the Ramah continues to explain that there's a practice that we don't give one sandik to be twice within the same family. Once a person's been a sandik in your family, so then you can't have him a second time for another child. What's the reason? Because it says in the Gemara, Gabi Ketores Chadoshim LeKetores, that only new Kohanim were allowed to serve to do the Makti the Ketores. What does that mean? Because the Gemara tells us that performing the Ketores is a segula for Ashiris. It's a segula for becoming wealthy. So we don't want a person, why does a person need to win the lottery twice? So winning it once is sufficient. So we have Chadoshim LeKetores. Only new Kohanim are allowed to be in the lottery for performing the Ketores. So too, once you're a Sandik once in a family, you shouldn't be it twice. Share the wealth, give someone else an opportunity. Now the problem with this concept, this model of the Ketores, there are several questions that the Achronim ask. The Gra asks a couple of them. So one question is, the model is that the Sandik is the Mizbeach, it's the Mohel who serves as the Kohen. It should be the Mohel who's getting the Segula for Ashiris. It should be the Mohel who shouldn't be able to repeat it twice within one family. Question two, it should a person should only be a Sandik once in his entire life. Why dafka just for this family? It should be for his entire life. You should never be Sandik twice. Give someone else to be a Sandik. Once you have it once, you have the segula for Ashiris. And thirdly, the Gra asks, we don't find it ever that the Sandik became rich because of performing the Sandikos at a Bris Milah. And the Gra therefore says the reason why there's a practice not to be a Sandik twice within one family is nothing more than a tzava than from Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. One of his tzavos, one of his commandments he gave to his children and grandchildren and family was not to repeat sandakos twice within one family, nothing at all to do with the Ketores. Perhaps the Chazanish wasn't willing to give up on the sandakos because he wanted the segula for the Ashiris. He wanted the wealth. He understood, like the Ramah, that's an inner of Ashiris. Hard to say that the Chaznish was looking for the money. And number two is, the Chaznish himself was recorded as not being makbid on this din. Meaning, he thought it was fine that a person can be a Sandik more than once within one family. Seemingly, he understood that the Sandik is not like that of a Ketores. So why wasn't he willing to give up the Sandikos? There's a halach in the Ramah, also in Hilchos Milah, Simen Reish Samech Dalid, Sif Aleph, with the where the Ramah writes that a person appoints a person to be a moel or a sandik, im nasu le'echad aser lachzerbo, you are not allowed to retract. Once you give someone a kibud of being a moel, of being a sandik, you can't retract at all. What's the reason for this? It says the Taz, because when we say something, you have to keep your word. It was a verbal agreement. It was an oral agreement. You have to keep your word. The Taz says the one exception is if, let's say, when you appointed a person to be a Sandik, and you didn't realize that a second person was going to be available, and that second person was a great Adam Gadol, he was a Tzaddik, so you weren't aware, so then that would be an instance where you can retract from giving the Sandik to person A and give it to person B. In this scenario, the Chaznish was person A. Unlikely that the grandfather was a greater Tzaddik than the Chaznish, so that retractions, perhaps that's why the Chaznish wouldn't give up, because as the Rama says, once you give the kibbut, you can't retract on it. So similarly, that's only true that the Aviyah Ben is not allowed to retract on giving it to someone else. But Lechor, the Sandik himself, could be Mocha Vadavar. The Chaznish seemingly could have been Mocha and said, okay, fine, give it to the grandfather, he's fine. So still, why wasn't the Chaznish willing to give up on the Sandikos? So I think the answer is as follows. There's a Rama also writes, when choosing who should be the mole, when choosing who should be the Sandik, the Rama writes, a person should look for a person who's a Yoser Tov B'Tzadik. You should look for a Tzadik and a person who's wonderful in order to be the Sandik. What's the reason for this? So the source of the Rama is based on the Or Zeruah. Or Zeruah explains, because we want Eliyahu HaNavi to feel comfortable to sit next to the Sandik. If the Sandik is a Tzaddik, so then that guarantees Eliyahu Navi will be present there, right next to the performance of the Bris Milah. If the Sandik, however, is not a Tzaddik, and if he's a Rasha, so then we don't have the guarantee that Eliyahu Navi is going to necessarily show up. And so for that reason, we look for a Tzaddik. Levush says no. The reason why is because whoever is the Sandik puts into that child, infuses the personality of whoever the Sandik is. So you want that Sandik to be a Tzaddik, to be a person who's Yozer Tov, to infuse a certain personality, a certain Baal Midos, a certain Koach HaChochma, and Yerushimayim, and Tefillah, into that individual, into the child. And for that reason, we want to use a Tzaddik. That's why the Chazanish didn't want to give it up. Because the Chazanish wanted to do a Chesed for the child. The Chazanish knew who he was. He knew he was a Tzaddik Ador. He knew that. So since he was asked to be the Sandik for the child, if he were to forego that and give it to the grandfather, it would be against, it wouldn't be so nice to the child. And because the chesed, because the love and care he had for this young boy, this new neshama, he wouldn't give this up. That being said, it seems like the practice nowadays may not be that case. I saw in a sefer that practice nowadays is oftentimes to give the grandparents first, though that's not always the case. Many give the Rav first, the Rebbe first. So in the end of the day, there should never be any fighting. Everyone should get along. Everyone should be open. No one should be insulted. The rabbi shouldn't be insulted. The parents and grandparents shouldn't be insulted. The most important thing is that there's going to be shalom bias.